can you make with the meat from the head?
Hamburger, or stew beef.
From the
cheeks.
Head of the hog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not from the head of the hog. You either put it in hog jaws, or either put it in the sausage one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any special you make with the head?
The top part of it?
Well, just the whole?
No, only just the head, just to get the jaws off of it, for hog jaws.
Do you have souse or hog?
Yeah. You can make head meat or souse, either one out of it.
Well, no.
Just get boil it all up and get all the meat off of it.
Hog jaws.
What about the liver? Anything you can make with that?
Liver pudding.
Have you ever heard of scrotum?
Yeah. They take the skins and the liver and cook it up together. And
they call that?
Scrapple.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Souse meat, some of them call it souse meat. Souse meat's supposed to be the head, supposed to be just like head cheese. But a lot of them call it that. But the souse meat is a scrapple.
Do you
have a paw loss
or?
No. Probably some of them does, but I never heard of it.
What about made out of the blood?
Blood pudding.
Do you ever make that?
Yeah.
How do you make it?
Put rice in it. Put rice in it. But you have to put salt in it when you're bleeding the hog and keep a stirring it. If you don't, it'll curdle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it where it won't, until it gets cold where it won't curdle. Or you can't do nothing with it. You can't cook it.
How does the blood pudding taste?
Well, it's more like liver, I'd say. It tastes a good deal like liver would.
It tastes
sort of
strong, like
right.
Liver?
Yeah.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Salt. Oh. Think you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right. You'd say
it rancid.
Uh-huh.
Cold.
And melt it, let it sit and get thick, then you call it...
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. What can you make from that?
Clabber.
More like
cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing you have to do after milking...
is to strain it.
Uh-huh. And... something kind of like a fruit pudding. It's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. That's the
pudding.
Well, did you ever hear of an apple slump or apple cobbler?
Yeah. Cobbler.
Uh-huh. How do you make a cobbler?
Just put a layer of bread and then a layer of peaches or pears or whatever you want and then another layer of bread.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
groceries.
Okay. Or what you eat is...
food.
Food takes... would be... a sweet liquid, maybe milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg, which you can pour over pudding or pie. That'd be called a...
appetizer, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dessert.
Did you ever hear of a sauce or gravy or dip?
Yeah.
What would you probably call it?
Probably sauce, or if it was sweet, it would be sauce, but if you was making it out of grease or something, it would be gravy.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say this morning...
where did you get
it? It's
right
here.
This
morning breakfast?
Ate breakfast.
Okay. Yesterday at that time, I'd already...
had breakfast, eat breakfast.
And if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself
a glass of water.
Okay. You say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So somebody has done what to the glass? Somebody has...
broke the glass.
You say, but I didn't mean to...
break it.
And you say, I what? Two glasses of water.
Drunk two glasses of water.
And you'd ask me how much of you...
right.
And...